We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We're starting in the middle of a sugya a little bit on the bottom of Daf Samach Beis on Beis. Just as a hakdama that we know that there's an Isser Paiskim Al Peiris, which means that I cannot go into a store and give them money for something they sell. I'm an ass, they'll pay, give me this item in a year's time. Why? Because it's going to probably go up in price. And I'm locking in the price by giving the money now. It's halvav. Giving the guy the money now. He has money. And therefore, he's giving me the better price. You're locking in the price for a year. But there's two ways how it's mutter to do. Either yotza hashar. What's the lumdus of yotza hashar? There's a tesis here that says the lumdus of yotza hashar is that since there's a set price, when I give him the money, he could go buy it. And he could go buy it. So therefore, then it's like he has it already. If he has it already, then there's like a Misha Para here already. I gave money for it and I already bought it. It's like I bought the item already. It's a Maya Rishus went up in price. And if it's Yeshla, if the seller has it also, it's like it's a Maya Rishus already went up in price. So it's not he's giving me something a better price. I already own it right now. So either of Yotza Ashar or Yeshla works. And the Kasha was in our Mishnah, where the case was that he first bought the Chitim and that it was Mutter to do because that was Yotza Ashar. Then he didn't have chitim when he went to pick up the chitim. A year later, he didn't have chitim. He says, you know what? How much you want to buy wine? I'll give you, the chitim now worth 30. I'll give you 30 worth of wine. It says the Mishnah depends. If he has the wine, it's mutter. If he does not have the wine, then it's aser. And the shalom really was a matav shach. If this is like Paiskim al Peiris, so then Yotza Ashar should work. If it's not like Paiskim al Peiris, so why does Yeshloi work? So what's going on here? So Gemara says, Elam Rava ki shechivna. Rava says, when I die, Rabbi Yishe will come out to greet me. Why? Because I always teach brises like Rabbi Yishe. When Tartzna Mastisim Kavasei, because I explain Mishnayis. There's a lot of Mishnayis that I explain. The Rebbe was Soisim. You have it in the Baba Kama that he's even Soisim. He explained Mishnah Mishnayis like Rabbi Yishe. What's Rabbi Yishe's brise? The Tana Rabbi Yishe, Harayish Neshmu Chaveri Mano. Someone owed his friend money. Basically, I have a guy who owes me money. I go to the guy in front of his farm. I need my money. And the guy tells me, I have chitim. I'll give you chitim. Save us and loy. You need money because you want to buy chitim? I'll give you chitim. Save us sound like a shav shachshav. Let's make it like the shav now. And so he gives man chitim limkar. Now came. So he says, you know what? Okay. I'm going to give you chitim. Give you chitim in 4 months. It comes time to 4 months. Did he have it? Let me speak out. Yeah. He says, Gizma chitim, kam loy, tain li chitim, shari reitza lemoy chram likam yayin. So the case before, he had chitim, yes. He had chitim, that's why it works. He says, Vavama chitim yeshli, I have chitim, shari nishlach, I give it to you. Save us like a chasha achsha. Gizma chitim limka, omar, tain li chitim, give my chitim that you had. Shadi Rez Lamaikram, Likram Yayim. Give me a chitim, I want to sell to buy wine. Amullah, Yeshli Yayin, Shadi Naislach, I have wine that I'll give you, I have it. Save us like a Shah Shah, so whatever the Shah is now, I'm going to give you that much wine. He gives my Yayin Limkar, Bamla Tenli Yeni, give me my wine. Shadi Rez Lamaikram, Likram Shaman. Amullah, Shaman Yeshli, have Shaman, Shadi Naislach, I'll give you Shaman. Save us like a Shah Shah, so Kulam, all these things, and Yeshli Mutter, Ain Layasa. So we had a problem over here. We couldn't find anyone who said that it's like in between the case, between Paiskim al Peiris, not Paiskim al Peiris. Now we have Rabbi Oishio who says that we have a halacha here that Yeshloi works, Yotza Ashar does not work. Now, what's the difference this case and the regular case of Paiskim al Peiris? We're there, both of them work, Yotza Ashar and Yeshloi. The regular case of Paiskim al Peiris is I'm giving the guy money. If they give the guy money, so there, if he has it, that money makes like a Misha Para on the thing he has. So therefore, I already own his chitim. And if it goes up, when it marishos. Yotza Ashar works that I give him the money, he could go buy the chitim, and then it go went up. It's like ilu he bought it when it marishos. Over here, what was the case? The buyer never gave the seller any money. He came to him and said, you owe me money. So he said, okay, I'll give you chitim. So there, only works by Yeshloi, because the chayiv that I said he owes me, that could shaf a kinyan kesef, and it'll make a mishapara. So the yeshloi will work, but ainloi won't work. Why? Because Yotza Ashar is not going to work over here. He doesn't have the money to buy it. The seller didn't get any money now to go buy it, so Yotza Ashar doesn't help anything. So that's the chiluk of the yeshloi and ainloi, and that's found in our Mishnah. So the Gemara falls ice. So my lokach ba'avasa, which Rashi says you don't have to be gerutz, because what does the Gemara mean? It says in our Mishnah, lokach imenu chita medina zav hakur v'chein hashar. So Rashi says they don't have to say lokach ba'avasa because there it's good. There you gave him money, so there it's fine. It's the second part of the Mishnah which says that when he came to collect chita, he didn't have chita, and says give me wine instead. There is where you have to. There the Mishnah is mechal between yesh loy and ein loy. There is Hava, it's very good shmak on Mishnah. You don't have to even speak out, my loka wa havasa. But Rav the Muslim, where it says, my loka wa havasa, you can explain the whole Mishnah like that, there's someone Hava, and therefore dafke yesh loy would work, ein loy would not work. That's what comes out from this Rav Aisha, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah. Zalta Gemara, Omar Rava, Shema Mino, Mid Rav Aisha Tlas. We see three chidushim from Rav Aisha's halacha, and really two of them we see from our Mishnah itself. But Rav Aisha, we're saying this, we see three things from Rav Aisha, which Rav Aisha was pshat in our Mishnah, we see three things. Shema mino de mamidim malva agabi aperos, lo yamina lo yikasur bal yadahu. We have before a brisa that said that if you come with a chayiv, neither yeshloi or yotza shah work. Neither one works, because I'm not giving him money. It doesn't work, either because he holds the chayv as a mekav ishapara on the eshloi, and ain loy, we know why it doesn't work. And the Gemara calls the language, loy isurei bal yaday. It's not an isra, money didn't come to his hands. So the Braisa before held that yeshloi would not help when I do with hava. You see for Rav Aisha, that if I do this with a hava, it works. So that's the first shvamina. Shvamina, the midim malva gabi a peris, you can use a milva to buy peris, and it's not a problem of ribis, it's not a problem of psika al peris. We don't say that it's like the issa didn't come to his hand, and that is only a chasaron. It's not a chasaron if it's yeshloi. V'shma mino hu di yeshloi. The second shma mino is the diak really, and shma mino the ainloi does not work. Rav Aisha is clearly talking about a case of yotza ashar. It says kishar shalachshav. Still, dafka yeshloi ainloi will not work. So you see that if you have ava, ainloi does not work. So Rav Aisha has two parts that. Havo works by Yeshloi, does not work by Einloi. Those are two chedushim from Rav Aisha, which, like we said, really once you say Pshat in our Mishnah, that's really you see from our Mishnah. What's the third raya? Veshvamino Islu Rav Yanai. The Rav Yanai, Mali Hain, Mali Demeya. What's Rav Yanai talking about? And we'll see in a second what it is. The Itma. Rav Oma Isma Mona Bepeiroi Svein Onisma Mona Bedomim. Rav Yanai Oma Mali Hain, Mali Demeya. What does that mean? That means like this. That if you. If you give money for psika la Paris, right? You give money for Paris, and you give him $100 for a certain amount of pounds of Paris. Let's say 100 pounds of Paris, $100, and he was yeshlo yotz hashar. Everything was good. Yosha yotz hashar yeshlo everything. He gave him the money, and now he's allowed to give him Paris now in 4 months. When it came 4 months, to give the Paris. Those Paris worth $120. So the guy says, you know what? I need my Paris to sell now. I'll give you $120. It's your Paris. It's 100% mutter to give you Paris because psikal Paris works here. I gave it yesh lo and yesh ashar. He said, no, instead of giving you the Paris, I'll give you $120. Is that mutter or not? So it's my focus. One man says, what's the difference? Mali hey, Mali the mayim. What's it to give you Paris? I'm not giving you 120 Paris. It's your Paris. Why am I giving you Paris, Doctor? Because you look at your Paris went up in price. So if your Paris went up in price.
You're buying your Paris.
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm redeeming your Paris. Your Paris. So what's the problem? The other man says, no. It looks like ribbis now. I gave you 100, and 4 months later, I give you 120 back. It's money for money. That looks like ribbis. That's the machlekes here. The machlekes are Yanai and Rav, if you're allowed to do this. Zog to Gemara, Shema Mino, Vizimar Rav Aisha, Isla of Yanai. The Rav Yanai, Mali Himalai Demeim. Why? Because here, they made up with the Schoiv to buy, it was Yesh Lechitim, made up to get Chitim. So really, when it came back 2 months later, he's supposed to give him Chitim. Instead, the guy says, you know what? I'm going to give you instead the money for your Chitim. And we'll use that money to get wine. So it's klar. That you could do demeim, you could do demeim. That's clear. You don't have to give chitim. You give because how you get it? How you making up on the wine now? I'm saying because how much is chitim worth? This much. Let's transfer that into wine. So it's like it's giving you money. You know, it's not mamish money. Because it's not the payers that I was posting on. I was posting on chitim that we could look like it went up my rishos. You're not giving him chitim. You're giving him value of chitim. The value of chitim. And happens to be how you're taking that value, you want to take it in wine. But you first told them, I'm setting up a value of chitim. So that's the pshat over here, why it is a problem. So akaponim, so that would be a problem for Rav. But the sifra of Aisha, no, it's not a problem. We hold a Rav Yanai. We'll speak out of Tysus in a second. The Itmar Rav Amar Oisma Mono Beperis, Vein Oisma Mono Adam. Rav holds you cannot do that. Oisma Mono Beperis means I give you money and I trust you giving back Peris, right? So that the halacha is that you only give back Peris, you can't give back money. Avyani Oma Mali Hey Mali Demeya makes a difference. Since now those chita belong to me that are worth 120, you give me Dom more, so what's the difference? And we're saying Rav Oisha has a riot to that. Now, how far does Rav Yanai go? Could he actually give cash if you're Rav Yanai? So Tosis brings down a shita that Yitaka cannot give cash. Either you have to give Daka chitim or the value of chitim. But everyone would agree you can't give cash. So then the Gemara is very good. If you look like that, that's Tosis says, Rav Yanai mali yayin chitim mali demem going yayin, going yayin, and yashloi. Kach berish ben shmuel. Verse lemon dafke yayin, ava moyo is also. That's not also. And the Ram Shif and the Rosh really, they speak out that the Gemara is more geshmak fi the shita, because that was bothering Mordechai a little bit, that by Rav Oishia's case, that related to my money, but if the whole machlekes is a guy with the value of money, then it's very clear the machlekes. But Kaponim, that's the tumble over here that the Rosh talks about. It says, the Ram Shif says, I am bashfisha, hiskum perish rashbam. Like Shabbos Shabbat, that's Rainer Shmuel and Taisvus. This is how the Rabbi Yanai Shari Afla Mishkel Demei. You're leaving allowed to take money. Menole Lahagamara, the Rav also Mishkel Af Peri, the powerful enterprise of Asia. And how you know Rav will even Peri? So I assume this is really if you're learning Ribbis B and you go through the Shiloh, but this is the Tzuras Hashmai, so we're trying to keep it simple. And Baruch Hashem, I think we are. And that's how it is. So Akaponim, Mali Hain, Mali Demeim is a Rai of Mikus, the value of the Chitim. So Meisvei, the Kasha Meisvei is now from the same Brisa. So now it's Kishmak, it's a right Rabbi Yanai. What does Rav do with this Brisa? Meisvei Kulam Yashle Mutter. It's said in the Brisa Ratio, if you see Yashle, it's Mutter. Even Yayin, even Shemen, all those things. I'm give you the Mayim, according to Rav. So what's this Rav Oishia's Brisa is not like Rav. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Bishamashach. The case of Rav Oishia's Mishnah was that when I came to get the Chitim the first time and I gave him, I said I want to. I want you to pay me back with chitim, with the chayv. I bought chitim. I made a mashiach on the chitim, and now when I came to pick it up 2 months later, really the chitim really belonged to me. If it really belonged to me, then you definitely give me the value of chitim. Break the mar. If that's the case, the mashiach that's pashat. Even shemashach tzrich lemeimar. You have to say now. Tosis points out even on the tzad that was mashach, he was allowed to eat it. He ate up the pears. That's why he had nothing left. But still, once you made a mashiach, it's pashat. It went up marishos. And Mar says, "Oh no, I like yachal like Karen's office. You yachal at a little corner." Little corner of for the Paris, and that alone was a yichud, and that was enough to even for Rav to look at it that mamish the chitim are mine. And then when you give me the value of the chitim, that's mutter because you don't look at I gave you $100, I gave you $120. I gave you $100, I bought the chitim, and now when you're giving me $120, you're redeeming my chitim. Basically, it's my chitim, huh?
Didn't I just
push it
for you, Mashach?
Huh? Mashach is pashy. Is less than that.
What?
Yechli Kerdom is less than Mashach. It's less than Mashach. You weren't a Mashiach. You just gave him a coin. You said, you know, that's yours in the corner. You didn't really make a Mashiach on it. So basically, we have a Kasha of Rice of Isha on Rav Rav. Tarot number one is Yechid Loi Karen's office that the seller said, that was Chitim are yours, even though you didn't make a Mashiach on it, but since that's enough to make it not look like Ribbis anymore. Shmuel Amar, no, Rav says you're not allowed to give the value. This price of Oishia, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, it's like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma Tzad Echa B'Ribbis Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Tzad Echa B'Ribbis Mutter, where Rashi learns the sugya over here, means that the only time Ribbis is also if it's definitely a halva. When there's a shayla of something is a halva or not, then it's not a Ribbis, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And here, we're not here. It's a mecher. Here, the guy's buying a chitim. The guy's buying a chitim, and sometimes it'll come to look like a ribbis, where I'm giving you money and you're giving back money. He's saying, in such a case, that's not a problem. Rav Yehuda always holds that ribbis is only osir if it's vade halva. If it's a shayla, if it's halva or mecher, if it's a suffix, it's halva mecher. There's not ribbis. It won't be osir. So here, it's actually dafka mecher, and it might look like a halva. So there, Rav Yehuda is not osir. The only osir is when it's a halva. That could be ribbis. That's the only time he asks. And what brings down the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Tanya. What happened was that I borrowed money from, let's say, Moshe, I borrowed money from him, and he said, how am I, he doesn't trust me to pay him back. So I said, I'll give him my field for mashkin meanwhile, and that'll be a mashkin that I can collect his chayv. So who eats the pears? So he made up with him like this, that, you know what, if I don't pay back by a certain time, or you know, let's look at it. Let's kilu it's sold, calls my own payback, and you can eat the peris. So that was a shaila. So if it's mancha moichaicha peris, which means I still eat the peris, mutter, it's mutter, no problem. Lekeicha peris, if Moshe eats the peris, then it's asa. Why is it asa? Because when I pay back my chayv, he's not paying me back those peris. So it turns out he got his money back plus all the years of peris. That's ribbis. Right? Who there is not ribbis? You know why? Af bezmancha lekeicha peris mutter. Why? Because this might turn into a mecha, because I made up, if you don't pay back, you're going to get it. If you got it, then you bought it. If you bought it, you're going to eat peris all the time. So like we said, if it's a suffix mecha already, it's not ribbis. Here it might be a mecha, because we made up, let's say, don't pay back in 2 years, you keep it. So if you, and then you bought it. If you bought it, you could have ate it all the time. So that's why it's a tzarek ribbis, it's mutter. So the Gemara brings down that Rav Yehuda wanted to bring a riot to his halacha. Only Rav Yehuda ma'aseh be'aisus ben zunun, she'asa sadeh mecher. The story of Ba'aisus ben zunun, then he made his field a mecher, like this type of halva, pure Rav Lezer and Azariah. L'keicha peris, l'keicha peris haya. That's what the story was. Omer loy, misham raya. The keich wasn't eating peris there. The mo'icha peris haya, which was the loyva, he was eating the peris. Loy keich, you have a story wrong. Tell me you have a story. The story, you have a story the opposite. Now, what's the machlokes from Yehuda and the Rabbanon? So we already said one pshat tzad echab ribbis. The more to say it, my benayu, am abaya tzad echab ribbis yigavnayu. The machlokes is if there's only one tzad that to be ribbis, is that also or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. According to Rabbanon, it's also. Rav Amar ribbis avinas lahachzei yigavnayu. A different pshat. Be'etzem, everyone holds tzad echab ribbis is also, but here it's a rib. The guy said that if you land up paying your chayiv, I'll pay back the peris. And the shaila is that mutter or not? So, Freik Taisvis, what's a tzad that should be aser? L'chayra, if I come to pay the chayiv, you tell me, you know what? You don't pay me only 500, not 1,000. Why? I already ate $500 peris. What's wrong with that? You paid him up slowly. What's a tzad ribbis? Zak Taisvis, the case here was that he said, when you have to pay back $1,000, then we'll talk about the peris. We'll make a cheshbin, we'll work it out. So since you have to do it that way, then it looks like ribbis. Because when I paid you $1,000, you're still holding on to my peris. And so if you rub it, that's ribbis on the machlokes, it's talking about helping out how to answer Rav. Rav obviously have to learn the machlokes Rav Yehuda. And the Rabban is Sarachim ribbis. And if he answers Rav Oishia, the Brides of Oishia is going according to Rav Yehuda, that it's Tzad Echad Beribbis.